Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Yuma, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Hey. Up until this point, it was the Ziknei Bezdin, members of the Sanhedrin, that were kind of in charge of the Kohen Gadol. They had to teach him the halachas. They read with him the parasha. At this point, Masru Ziknei Bezdin, Lezikne Kohana, the Chashuvah members of the Sanhedrin, would kind of give the Kohen Gadol over to the Zikne Kohuna. These are the elder members of the Kohuna, the Chashuvah Kohanim. They're going to have to physically teach him how to do the Avoda. Because you can learn the Halachas, but if someone doesn't teach you how to do it, you still don't know how to do it. For example, a Shaychet can learn to be a Shaychet. So there's two parts to it. He has to learn the Halachas and get Fahered on the Halachas to make sure he knows what the Gemara says and what the Paiskim say. But then he has to be trained to do it. Let's say, Lahavdil, you want to learn how to drive. So you read all the rules and you take a test to know if you know the rules. But now you have to learn how to drive. So the Sanhedrin taught him the halachis. The Ziknei Kohuna would have to physically teach him how to do the Avodah. Some parts of the Avodah were physically very difficult to do, like the Ketores and so on, which we'll soon see. So Masru Ziknei Bezdin, the Ziknei Bezdin gave him over the Ziknei Kohuna. So the Mishnah Vayter, Vehaluhu, they brought him up, Le'alias Beis Avtinas. Literally, Elias Beis Avtinas would mean the attic where Beis Avtinas apparently had their office. Some are not gairus the word Le'alias over here. Just that they brought him up to the Beis Avtinas. But either way, who is Avtinas? What did they do? And why is this so important that it's the first place that they would bring the Kohen Gadol to? Avtinas was the family who made the Ketores. They're the ones that knew how to do it. They knew how to grind it. They knew how to mix it. And physically, the most difficult avodah on Yom Kippur for the Kohen Gadol is going to be the Ketores. The pasuk says, "Umaloi chafnav ketores samin," to fill up his hands exactly with the ketores. We're going to learn later on when we get to this part of the avodah. Bez Hashem Yisbarach was not an easy feat at all. So, memela, we start with the hardest. So they brought him up to the base of Tinas, but before they started, there was something that they demanded of the Kohen Gadol. They demanded a shvuah on his part. What did he have to swear? He had to clarify who he is. During this time period, by the second Beis HaMikdash, the greatest threat to the Chachamim was the movement of the Tzedakim. Who were the Tzedakim? They were people that officially believed only in Torah Shebal Peh, not in Torah Shebiksav. The movement of the Tzedakim was started by Tzaduk and Baisus, who misunderstood their Rebbe. Their Rebbe said one should not serve Hashem al menas lekabel pras. Their Rebbe never meant to say that there's no reward for mitzvahs. Of course there is reward for mitzvahs. Chazal tell us, Yafa kairas ruach shel olam haba. Better a whip of fresh air from olam haba, more so than all of the pleasures of this world combined. And the Chavetz Chaim explains, that's just a whip of fresh air, a kairos ruach. We're not even talking about going into Olam Haba itself. That's like, as the Chavetz Chaim explains, a person who passes a bakery and smells the cinnamon ragalach. Smells so good. We're not even talking about eating the ragalach. Just a smell of the fragrance of Olam Haba from the outside is more pleasurable than all of the tanugim down here in this world combined. Their Rebbe, Antignus Ish Seichai, that was the name of the Rebbe, he meant to say that still one should serve Hashem not for the sake of his reward. Because they misunderstood him, and they thought he says there's no reward for mitzvahs, they started their own movement, which was tantamount to kafira, and they said, we don't believe in Torah Shebal Peh. Now, if you don't believe in Torah Shebal Peh, you have a lot of problems. How do you know where to put on tefillin? The Torah doesn't say black boxes, where you put it on. The Torah says, Bein Anecha. You know where the Tzedakim put on their tefillin? On their nose, between their eyes. If you don't have Torah Shebal Peh to guide you, you don't know what you're doing. Because the Tzedakim translated the Torah literally, without the words of the Chachamim, without understanding that Torah Shebal Peh was given to us in Har Sinai. So one of the things that they did was that they held, that's if they were able to do this, that you're supposed to prepare the Ketores on the outside and then bring it inside. Bring it into the Kodesh Kedosh. They teach the Pasuk literally. Ki ba'anon edo'a la kapayretz. with a smoke that comes that only after you light the k'tayres, that's how you come in. But that's not true. Because the pasuk also says, v'nosanas k'tayres ala esh lefnei Hashem, that you're supposed to put the k'tayres on the fire inside the kodesh kedoshim. So we wanted a shvua from the Kohen Gadol that he's not a tzedaki. We've already brought him up to the Beis Haftinas. We're about to teach him how to do the k'tayres. But at this point, v'hishbe'uhu, they made him swear that he's not a tzedaki. Now the Tosfos Yom Tov explains why it was so important that he swear on this. Because there was no one there to see what he was doing. The pasuk says, v'chal adam l'yeh b'ayil mayed, b'voy l'chaper b'kaydesh atzeisai. So therefore, explains the Tosfos Yom Tov, quoting the Rambam, we have to totally rely on the Kohen Gadol, that he was not going to do anything against the words of the Chachamim. And that's why at this point, we made him swear. The Tiferes Yisrael explains that it was still the Ziknei Bezin, the Ziknei Sanhedrin, that made him swear that he wasn't a tzedaki. Afterwards, v'niftru means they asked him permission to be able to leave. V'holchu lehem. And the Ziknei Bezin left. They bedafka walked out at this point. They knew that the Kohen Gadol would be embarrassed that they accused him of being a tzedaki. And therefore, they didn't want to add to his embarrassment, and they immediately walked out. Now the Mishnah clarifies how this shvua worked. The Yomer Lo, they said to him, Ishi Kohen Gadol. Again, Ishi Yaloshin of Sir, Adoni, Yaloshin Kovet. Anu Shluchei Bezdin. We're Shluchim of the Bezdin. In other words, please don't take this personally. We're only doing what we're supposed to do. The Ata and you, Shluchenu, you're our Shliach, Vishliach Bezdin. That's what it means literally. But the Gemara explains it means that the Shvuah you are about to make is al datenu v'aldas bezdin. Now a Shvuah can work in two ways. Either I can swear about something, or somebody else is mashbia me, I understand that this is a Shvuah, and I answer amen. And that's how this Shvuah works. And this client understands that these people represent bezdin. And when he answers amen, it's aldas bezdin. That makes it a very severe shvuah, a very strict kind of a shvuah. He knows he won't be able to say later, well, when I said amen, I meant this or I meant that. No. You knew exactly what you meant. You're answering amen to what these Shluchei Bezdin are saying. And what did they say? They said the following words. Mashbien anu alecha. We are being mashbia you. What you're going to answer is going to be considered a shvuah. And it will be considered swearing in Hashem's name. Again, Mashbiyan Anu Alecha B'Misha Shikin Shemoy B'Bayas Hazeh, in the name of the one who rests his name in this house, of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. This house is the Beis HaMikdash. Shaloi Sishana Dovar, you should not change anything. Mikol Masha Amarnu Lach, from whatever we taught you in the last 7 days. He answers Amen, but he doesn't recover so quickly from this. Hu Parish Abaycha. He walks away and cries. They were choshim that he was a tzedaki. The hein parshin abaycha. And they also kind of turn away, literally. They separate themselves. Ubaychen, and they cry. Why do they cry? They could have very well, even though they did what they were supposed to do, but lemaisa, they could have accused an innocent person of something which is not true. We don't know for sure that he's a tzedaki, especially now that he answers amen to the shvuah. Now it is very unlikely that he's a tzedaki. Very few people dared to make a shvuah in Hashem's name, which is false. And that's why they cry. Because to accuse someone of something he didn't do is a very serious thing. It says, "Hachoshet b'ksheirim loike b'gufay." That person could be punished for what he did. Okay, quickly chazering over what we learned in our Mishnah. At the end of the 7 days, we come to the transfer point now, where the Kohen Gadol goes over from the hands of the Ziknei Bezdin to the Ziknei Kohuna. The Ziknei Kohuna are going to teach him how to do the Avodah. The Ziknei Bezdin, they taught him the Halachas. He's brought up L'Aliyas Beis Haftinas. Here's where we're going to start our lesson on practically fulfilling the Avodah. Until now, he was just taught the Halachas. And as we explained, those are two separate things. But before the Ziknei Bezdin say goodbye to him, there's an uncomfortable thing that has to be done. The Armashbiyahim. He has to answer Amin to a Shvuah, that he's not a tzedaki, that he will not conduct the k'tayres the way the tzedakim would do it if they had a chance. And the Mishnah told us, after he answers Amen, but he's not a tzedaki, both the Kayan and the people that were mashbia him go off to cry. The Kayan, he has to recover from the fact that they accused him. And the Ziknei Bezdin, they are concerned. They want to do tshuva. They don't want to be punished because it says, Achayshet b'ksherim, loike b'gufay. Now, I think that there's a kind of a kal v'chaymer we can learn from this. Madach this Kayan, who steps aside and he cries. They accused him of being a tzedaki. Now he knows this is part of the process. He knows they didn't pick on him. They're not accusing him personally. They even said so. We're shluchei bezin. This is what we're told to do. But despite that, he cries. It hurts so much to be accused of something. And ma'adach these ziknei bezin that are doing what bezin told them to do. And they're doing it l'shem shemayim to make sure he's not a tzedaki. But they cried. Oy vey, who knows what's going to be with us? We were chayshet, an innocent person. Kal v'chomer, how we have to be careful when we're not shluchei bezdin. That we think twice, three times, four times, and many times more before we accuse someone of something.